This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Ticker symbol TASR reports profits tomorrow after the bell. TASR being Taser International, best known for its stun guns, yes, but also and increasingly for its fastest growing product, police body cameras. There's some whispering out there that profits are going to fall short of expectations, even as more and more cities sign up for those Taser cameras. From WHYY in Philadelphia, PA, Bobby Allen explains.
Last year, President Obama earmarked $75 million to help local agencies purchase body cameras. And that's a lucrative market. So far, Taser is dominating it. In at least two markets, LA and Philly, they've done it by skipping the usual bidding process and instead piggybacking off existing stun gun contracts. Critics say that gives them an unfair edge. Sitting in his office on the 31st floor of a building in Center City, Philadelphia, attorney Chris McCabe reads the wonky language of a memo prepared by city officials.
Currently, the city has no procurement vehicle for these specific goods and services, and a competitive bid for these services would be time prohibitive.
What that means is that the city hasn't opened up a formal bidding process for a $1.4 million body camera contract and thinks doing so would take too long. McCabe says that's unusual, and he should know. He negotiated city contracts for 13 years. He says the bidding process is there so that contractors win, not based on who they know, but on who has the best price.
You have to protect the taxpayers from fraud, corruption, and favoritism, and that's done through a publicly transparent competitive bidding process.
Taser's executive VP of global sales, Josh Eisner, defends the company by saying, hey, it wasn't their choice.
To imply that we're trying to convince agencies not to go out to bid, that's their decision, and we're happy to compete in either scenario.
Taser is doing a good job from their company's perspective.
Mike Purdy's a veteran contract consultant in Seattle. He says those public bidding rules can be cumbersome to private companies trying to move fast. Using existing contracts to get around them, that's savvy business.
But yes, there is a clash with public procurement and transparency and openness and competition and things like that.
The folks really ticked off about Taser's edge? Other makers of body cameras. One such company is Georgia-based Utility. They've won contracts in Long Beach, San Antonio, and Colorado Springs through competitive bidding. CEO Bob McKeeman says the company's handicapped if cities make the deal behind closed doors.
If we don't get a chance to propose and we're not on the playing field, it's hard to win the game.
Taser's Eisner, meanwhile, wonders if the way government does business really leads to the best outcome. Does being the lowest bidder always mean you should win?
Would you feel comfortable sitting on an airplane where every single part of the plane was awarded to the lowest bidder? I wouldn't.
Philadelphia city officials seem to have heard the outcry. They now promise that the next batch they buy will come after competitive bidding. Their longstanding relationship with Taser? The city says that won't be factored in. In Philadelphia, I'm Bobby Allen for Marketplace.